You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, I see we're running live. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. This is John Rapp. I'm out here in the 452 Kayak Chatty Shop. It's a mess, but I know I've started streaming a little bit early tonight. Just wanted to go ahead and get started. And I'm running live tonight off my cell phone with Prism Mobile. We're streaming via the Paddle and Fin podcast page. We are also streaming via my YouTube page at Camo Ninja West Virginia. We're over at Twitch at WVRap. And we're on Twitter. Thank you, Elon Musk. Tonight, and you know what could we talk about? And you know, a lot of the guys here in West Virginia are starting to get their rigs set up for the year. Well, I just happened to come home this past the weekend before with a brand new kayak from Feel Free. I picked up the Midnight Bolt Lure 11.5. It's the first time I've been back in a Feel Free Lure in 11.5 in 5 years. Right behind the camera, I've got a Mokin 10, a Mokin 12.5, and a Big Fish 103 sitting on racks, ready to rock and roll. But it's time now to start setting up this kayak, because this is going to be my go-to fishing tournament rig for the year. And one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight is the different things that you can do with this kayak and the versatility that you can be, that can be done with it. Like all boats that have a center pod system, I'm going to show you some of the ways that I've rigged up my boats that I already have here that I can incorporate right into this boat, so it saves me time, money, and effort. All I have to do is move a few items from one kayak to another. So I see I got four folks logged in. I know there's a little lag, so if you have any questions or comments, please go ahead and throw them up there. Make sure you go over to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing page here on Facebook and like that page as well and follow it. I'll be putting up some content on that page this summer. I'm proud to announce that I only have 7 working days left at my job, and I'm hanging up my gun belt after 30 years of service. Spent 21 years as a West Virginia State Trooper, and the last 9 years I've been working at the federal courthouse as a contractor with the United States Marshal Service. So I'm done. I'm hanging up the gun belt, and my full-time job will be riding in one of these little watercrafts, fishing, and just enjoying life as best as I can. So, looks like we've been online here for about 4 or 5 minutes. I want to show you a few things that I've already got. I don't have this boat rigged up at all. There's a lot of different options that I can use. I can use what they call the Unibar. It's got a track mount system that I can use. Okay, and what also here sitting in the back, this box is the new box that comes with the Feel Free Dorado. And what I did is I had them give me a box from a unit, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to rig it up, keep it in the back of this kayak. What I like about it here is it's got a couple 12 volts, a couple USBs, and then you got lights. So you can light up the back of your kayak or the cockpit of your kayak. So that's one of the things that I'm going to use this thing for. And, you know, this unit comes with the new Dorado. And the new Dorado motor, the Overdrive Redline, is a 48-volt motor. So what I'm going to be looking at with this system is I already have the NK180. As you can see, I've got a mount back here from Yak Gadget with the system on display. And I'm going to see if I can use a 24-volt battery through this system that's already designed for 48. May have to modify it a little bit, but if it'll work, that will be great. I got two of these boxes, and I'm in the process of working with, talking with Newport Vessels, and possibly going to try to get the NK300 and put a 36-volt in this box. If you go look at my Facebook page, when I was down at the East Tennessee Fishing Show, I took some photographs with the box with a 100-amp 12-volt 36-volt battery. Fits in here nice and snug, so it's going to be a good unit. I look forward to really putting this to work. And one of the things I like about this box, like all battery boxes, the fact that it's got lights and that I can take it off the kayak if I do an overnight float. I can charge my phone, keep my phone charged up. I got lights around the camp, around my tent site or sleeping bag or whatever I'm doing. So that's one of the things that I'm looking at, I'm working on. I'm trying to figure out how I can rig this in the back of this boat. Still have a place to put either my birthday present from Beth, my Yak Attack crate, where I got some Yak Gadget angle crates and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to starting rigging up this boat. So I thought what we could do here is I could throw a few things on there to give you some ideas how you can customize your kayak. And think about this way is that it's not only for the Feel Free, but you could probably do it for any other boat out there as well. I know we have some accessories that are specifically designed for our track system, which is a little different than the average kayak. But we have a Unitrack system. And here, I've modified a couple of my Unitracks. My buddy down in North Carolina, Shiloh, works in one of those NASCAR fabricating shops, added me a larger mount to my bracket, which as you can see I've used here, and I've got a Lowrance touchscreen. So what I can do, I can mount my Lowrance right here on the side of the boat. Angle it up, face it toward me. And what I can do is I can run my wires through around the side here into my box. Use a transponder here, put the battery inside. Now, if I didn't want to do it this way, what I could do, that's just one way that you can set up your Lowrance. The other way is you just use the box itself. And I know a lot of you guys have probably done that. So here I've got a box already set up with the Lowrance unit. keep my battery inside. I've got some amped batteries here. Now, what's really cool about I've got my Lowrance system here, but what you're probably wondering is, what is this right here? Well, this is, the bottom is where I can put my Bixby J2 motor. So I can put my, I can have an all-in-one unit right here that is not only a fish finder, but also a power unit that I can slide right in here. Hook up to my batteries, use my rudder system, which is tow mounted on most boats, but this one here, I opted to get the 8-ball system, so I can use an 8-ball system and use the rudder system to steer this kayak. Now, I'm looking forward to doing that, and actually, that's how I used my Mokin 10 behind the camera. Has got the J2 motor on the Vibe rudder kit adapter that goes with it. And so I use tow controls to run that motor. That's Beth's boat. It's set up for her to use. So when she gets out on the water, she can cruise. I'm going to grab the camera here and I'm going to just show you that real quick. So you can see her J2 set up on the back of her kayak. So I can slide that baby right down in there with that little battery system and run it. So as you can see, that's my garage. That's the next project I'm gonna be doing while I'm off, is cleaning up my garage, getting my fishing gear set up. I got a nice, all my batteries and stuff charging and set up, so I got to get everything set up and rolling again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I've got a few other accessories here that I've been playing with that I'm thinking about doing. I got the Yak Gadget. The system here where I can store my catch board. I'm going to figure out where I'm going to put that. I've got the old Anchor Wizard. The one thing that I'm thinking about doing though, my intent for this kayak, being my tournament kayak, is I'm going to use the NK300. So that box right there, I'll have a 36 amp battery in it. I'll have it 300 back there. And then I'm going to set up my Unibar and keep my battery box clean. And that's the intent, is I'm gonna keep this baby clean. I'm gonna put my fish finder, my phone holder, because I do a lot of my recording on the water with my cell phone. And I've got a hotspot, so a lot of the the on the water filming that I'm going to be doing this spring and summer, all the locations I go to, I'm going to be. Reason why I decided to go back to the 11.5. Phil Free has made a move toward going to the bench seats. And now that we've got a rotating seat for this kayak, it's going to be a really, really marvelous little boat. My Big Fish 103 has a rotating seat too. And that's such a stable platform. And it's got a pedal drive. So if I wanted to go out and get some exercise, I can do that. And as you can tell, I mean, I'm so set up that I can just move my fish finders from one to another. But that's something I ask you guys. I'm getting ready to break down, spend some money. Of course, I'm hoping to buy the NK300. But I'm looking to go with an upgraded fish finder. My Lowrance is here. I bought these in 17. The last software update was in 19, so they're a little bit behind in technology, and it's time to upgrade. I'm looking at Garmin because I would like to have something a little bit easier and more friendly to the consumer. I'd like to see in some comments here what you guys use and what you like and where I should go from there. So I wanted to show you these things here too about this seat. It's a great seat, and Peter over in Thailand did a little Ken Hackworth over at Raptor Tackle Roll. I use a lot of his products because I've been no stranger in my 10 years in the kayak to do a little bit of whitewater here in West Virginia, and to lose a few things when I've hit some rocks and got dumped into the water. These things float, and I like using them with my square bills and my top water stuff because I don't want to lose it. And I've checked it out. It'll slide right in here, right nice. Right. And then I thought, well, I'll do a little test with the Planos, the 3600 and the 3700, going right through the middle of the seat here. And here's the 3700, slide right in, sits there nice and tight. And I've also got a 3600 here. You can stack them. So you can put two Planos underneath there, just nice and fine, not having problems. So I'm excited about that, because with the gravity seat, I had some issues with that, depending on how high you set it up or how low you went. But you had the bars in there, plus everything went like this. This doesn't move, it's stationary. And as you can see, the levers here, you can lock them into these spaces here about every 3 degrees or something like 3 or 4 degrees. I'm not sure what they're set up at. But you can lock it in, so you can lock into here, lock into here, lock into here, however. That way you're locked in if you're cruising at a slow speed and fishing. Or you can turn around, lock it in, and go. So I'm really excited about that seat. This back here. So I got my ATV whip antenna I'm going to install so I can use my LEDs on here. Should be fun using that. And then I've used that on my Dorado. Let me adjust this camera here a little bit. But this mount right here was built by John Thomas at Yak Gadget. And I've just got it sitting on here right now. I haven't even started doing everything that needs to be done to hook it up to the back of the boater. I've got an extra NK180 mount. It's a four-hole system. So it'll mount right in there nice and snug, and I can use my rudder kit and rudder lines that existing from the boat to steer the motor. one of the things I decided to do with, instead of using the tote controls, I got the Feel Free 8-Ball kit. And this baby is designed to set up right along the edge right here. So you can steer it, and then I'll run my cables right along the side here to the back. Might be able to run through the existing holes, I'm not sure. Again, first time I've had to set one up like this, so I'm looking forward to doing it. But it's the 8-ball rudder system, and I will be using it to use to steer that ink. Let's see if you got any comments. Anybody out there talking to me? No, don't look like it. Guys, it's cold weather time too. I know a lot of you all probably have wet weather clothing, but the new NRS boots, highly recommend them. They'll go up to your knee. And what I do, I wear them with a set of sealskin socks. When I first got started 10 years ago, Ace Adventure Gear here in Fayetteville, which is a whitewater company, had all kinds of wet weather and cold weather gear, and they had some sealskin socks on sale. I grabbed those babies up, and with those old NRS boots, I mean, they were wonderful. I wear them year-round. A lot of guys don't wear them because they're hot. Stick your feet in the water, they'll cool off pretty quickly. Yeah, so excited about setting this girl up. I think my intent when I first bought it was I was going to buy a wrap. I was going to take it up to my buddy up in from Elite Signs up in Parkersburg. I already sent him a message, talked to him. He sent me a template, and I was going to wrap this baby. But I think, surprisingly, it's a lot better looking in person. It's a clean looking boat. I like that gray camo with the dark, that flash pattern on the front here is pretty. So I think what I'm going to just do is I'm just going to get the, I'm going to sticker it up and put my, the companies that I represent on it and just let her roll. So I got some cool things I was going to show you guys. Anyway, looking forward to working with this boat, having some fun with it. Going to be a good time. That seat is the thing that I'm really excited about. And if y'all have any questions, I would love to hear from you. If you have any topics that you would like to have covered, I would love to talk about them. Any guests that you'd like to see on the show and hear from, learn from, that's what we do at Paddle and Fin here at Rusty Hook, is we try to bring on the people that we can all learn from. And I look forward to talking to all the different anglers out there over the years that I've met. The Cody Banks, is the Ricky Banks, Jody Queens, I mean, the Greg Kupfners. I mean, there's a lot of great, great anglers. looking forward to just having chats with them. And I tell you what, we just posted today, me, Jerry Spradling from Parkersburg over on the Ohio border area, and Kyle Strother, he's up toward the northern part of West Virginia, and then Rick Garavaglia, who's just 25, 30 miles up the road from me. We're all packing up in March, and we're going to Gunnersville for the Ambassador Series. We reserved our room last night. We got our everything set up. We're going down and representing the West Virginia Kayak Anglers. And I want to give a shout out to Feel Free Kayaks for the event. So we're all Feel Free Fishing Team members. Three of us are with the competitive team, and all members of West Virginia Kayak Anglers for the last several years. So we're looking forward to going down there, socializing, and enjoying some Alabama weather, because right now here, gosh, what beautiful weather we had in West Virginia today. 64 degrees when I came home. I'm out here in my garage in a hoodie. Normally, there's no way I'd be out here like this right now, but we were fortunate to have some good weather, and I'm really looking forward to going down and getting that Alabama weather. Hopefully, here in about 3-4 weeks, that weather down there is going to be legit 70s, and we can get into some big fish down there, maybe hitting the spawn right. I don't know anything about Alabama, Gunnersville, Wheeler. I don't know when their spawn is, but if it's anything like Santee Cooper in South Carolina, which I'm familiar with, then I know that those fish down there should be hitting the beds right about that time. So if you guys got any good suggestions on what to throw, where to go, where to eat. Us boys like to eat. So if you have some really good restaurant tips for down in the Gunnersville, Scottsboro area, let us know. We're going to be down there for 4 or 5 days. And we like to eat. So between now and then, of course, I'll be working hard on this kayak and trying to get it set up. And hopefully I can get it working well. Looking forward to playing with it. The Feel Free Lure 11.5 V2. Let me show you. It's got the flash. As you can see, it's a gray with black camo. Of course, I've got the Unibar thrown up there. It's got the flash pattern on the inside. A little closer look at the seat there and how it works and the levers. That orange stopper right there is what you use to engage the locking mechanism for it. It's a better look at the battery box, the lights, and the little green buttons and the red button. They're the ones that activate the power systems. On the back of the battery is where the wiring is. You can see here. It's still locked up. I haven't even tore it apart yet. And then, of course, that's the Yak Gadget mount that goes a Torquedo or anything like that. It's got four holes on each side, so you can put like a motor or a mount right there for an anchor system and operate it in that way. I've got it rigged up. I just got it set on a little wire system that I can keep it set up on and rig it out. Had to secure it a little bit because it's so heavy. Hey, Roy, thanks for tuning in, making a comment, buddy. I appreciate you guys. Love to hear from everybody. Would love your suggestions on how you would rig it up. So I'll start playing with it here. Make sure everything's legit. I've got all kinds of different systems I can throw on it. But like I said, guys who weren't tuning in earlier, you know, pod systems are so awesome to work with. I've got this pod set up to where I've got my Lowrance touchscreen set on top. And then underneath it, I can put my Bixby J2 motor. And it'll all go right in there. Just slide that baby in there nice and tight. Lock her in. A battery to it, which is normally on the inside of it. And you're ready to roll. These things really come in handy for mounting things. It's like I have this mounted to one where I can just take it apart. Then I can hook it up to a battery. And this is one of those ATV whip antennas. So it's an LED. I can crank that baby on. Be seen for miles. That way, when you're out there somewhere on a lake early in the morning, you don't get run over. So it's my understanding this weekend too, Cabela's is having a sale in Charleston. Me and Doug Gano at the office today were talking about it. And I think what we're planning on doing, I might go down to Charleston Cabela's on Sunday. I think that's when the sale's supposed to start. And take a look at them Garmin's hummingbirds. I don't know which brand it is, and you guys help me out, but whoever has Live Target is the one that I'm looking at. I'm not going to drop the kind of cash to get that live scope and stuff, but I do want to have the ability to do Live Target and side scan. You know, the Lowrance that I have now, touchscreen, HD7, it was a great unit for the years that I had it. Used it a lot here in West Virginia on our lakes. We've got a lot of our lakes are Corps of Engineer lakes, so they work pretty good. I mean, of course they do, but our lakes are pretty deep and they got a lot of tree structures and things like that. And pretty much that's what I use it for, but you know, with what we're doing nowadays, and our fishermen are so much better, you have to have some. Learn some of this new technology. I'm an old dude, man. Old school. But I'm still competitive. I still have a little fire about me. And so I want to learn a few of these things to keep me in the know. And if you guys can pop some comments for me in there and tell me, you know, what systems you use, what do you like about them, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. The only thing that I will keep this I will keep them. I'll use them on my older boats, but for my new tournament rig, I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna try to put something a little bit modern and up to date in it. But if you guys let me know what you think on that, I'd love to hear from you. I know my boy up in Sutton, Rick Garvalia, he's trying to set up his two systems. He's got an outstanding Lure 11 or 13.5 rigged up with two HDSs through it. You can plug and play. The man has got a rig that's jealous that torpedo on the back. He's tournament ready. And so I'm trying to do something similar to what he's got going on. Maybe not quite as elaborate, but as definitely up to date. And I'm looking forward to putting some of the newer technology on there. At Newport Vessels 300, pushing this to lower 11.5. I'm really thinking I can get 6.5. With my Moken, with the NK180, I was pushing 5 miles an hour. And, you know, speed doesn't really matter a whole lot. But, you know, when you're fishing a tournament and you want to get a couple extra casts in, 5 or 6 minutes can make a difference when you have to get back to the ramp at a certain time or be out of the water. So 5 minutes can make a difference when you're making a few casts, dragging in a fish, slamming her down on that catch board to get a photograph. So does power and speed make a difference? Yes, it does. So if you want to be competitive, you got to try to get caught up with everybody else. And so I have that extra. I better get a few of my toys while I can. And that's the reason I've decided I think I'm going to pull the trigger on that NK300 and get that baby in. Hopefully I'll have that in by, I guess they're shipping. They should be shipping now. So once I get word from Rommel, then I'm going to pull the trigger and try to get one of those in. Need to learn a little bit more about the electrical systems. I think that's all of us. It's probably need to, that's something that I might try to do with a show in the future, is get some of these and talk about the volt, 12 volt, 24 volt. But if a person goes from a 100 amp 12 volt that can push him around with a kayak for all day long, and he goes to a 50 volt, 24 volt, just the greatest thing is that there's so many different people out there with so much knowledge that you can, that are willing to share. The first person that comes to mind is Jody Queen. I can tell you, a warm day in West Virginia, got spiders crawling over me. And my wife can tell you right now, I scream like a baby girl when I have spiders on me. But so that tells you right there, I'm pretty deep in thought about our passion, which is fishing. When a spider crawling on me, don't get me all fired up. But yeah, retiring, I want to get some of my stuff together, get my toys. I've got 2 good rigs right now, a Moken 10 and a Moken 12.5 rocking and rolling, that I want to get this tournament ready. And as we've talked about tonight, I've got a lot of good things here, a lot of good options that I can throw on here. It's just how do I want to set it up, and what motors I'm going to put on it, what finders I'm going to put on it. I've got this boat doesn't have anything set up on the inside of it like the Dorado or the Big Fish 108 or 103, where you can hook your transducer to it. You just have to use the pod system. So I'll be using a pod system for that, instead of using a lever system where you can slide it up and down and it hides in the gunnels. It won't hide in these gunnels like that there. So yeah. I don't want to keep you guys much longer. I know I've not been on for a full hour, but it looks like this might have been a successful venture out here in the garage. I watched the show over the last 18 months. Most of the time I drive up the road, top of the hill, and go to the Tractor Bar and Grill, which I highly recommend if you're in the Summersville area and you're fishing and you had a long day and you want to go have something cold to drink, or Tuesday nights, they got Taco Tuesdays. You can't beat that. Steve Brown and Mary and them are awesome. So go see them. But they got wings and pizza, I think, that you can buy there too as well at the bar and grill. But, you know, just right up top of the hill here. 1,000 yards. And I'm down here in this ravine, and I don't have very good internet. So I'm doing a stream link. And so far, it looks like it might have worked pretty good. Here is your comment on my iPad. Hope you enjoyed my walkthrough with my Feel Free. I'm excited about being back in the lure. But this baby right here is the big reason. Really excited about this seat where Feel Free has come out with a 360 seat for these bigger, higher capacity boats. So it should be very enjoyable. Anyway, I don't want to keep you guys anymore. I had a great show, I believe. Yeah, see. Chris, do you plan to have forward-facing sonar? Good question. I don't know the ins and outs of sonar and how they stack up. Let's take a look at this, Chris, if you're still with me. This is my Lowrance setup now. So if you're looking at, that's the front. This is facing me this way. So if it's facing me that way, you can see how that Lowrance is set up. I believe that's shooting behind me, but I may be wrong. And if it is, let me know. But that's how I've had that one set up, and I've been utilizing the last year. I utilized it that way last year, and I caught fish. I found fish. Of course, I use it a lot when I'm just floating, not cruising. But what you're thinking is, if it's forward facing and I'm moving, then I'll find fish as I come upon them, and I can stop where I'm at and maybe cast into them. So let me know what you think on that. I'd love your feedback. Now that I'm going to be retired, that's going to be some of my studies in the near future, will be more about how to use sonar. The lake I live on here at Summersville, it's the largest lake in West Virginia. Very big recreational lake. A lot of walleye, smallmouth, some largemouth. But it's a very, very deep lake. You're talking hundreds of feet in areas. When I get back on them shelves, is something you guys on how to use that. Anyway, going to log off. I don't want to waste your time. I've been rambling. Thank you for watching the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast here on the Paddle and Fin Media. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show as we did a little walkthrough and possible rigging that I'm planning on doing for this kayak. I wish you nothing but the best. Please hit me up. Go like my social media pages. Take a look at the Paddle and Fin page. Make sure you hit that like button and subscribe. We got YouTube. We're out there. I'd like to thank Brian Schiller and Dubro Fishing for allowing me to be a part of their fishing team for 2023. Look forward to representing Dubro Fishing, Pine Ridge Archery, and Dubro, and all aspects of their mission to help the outdoors world. So be blessed, guys, and we're out of here.